Om Shanti. Self transformation for world transformation. Confluence is for self transformation. Baba has said that you have to transform your old samskaras. And you have to imbibe new samskaras for the new world. Golden aged samskar for golden age. Self-transformation plays a prominent role in this Brahmin life. When we are transforming ourselves, there is a phrase, when I change, this world would change. And we all are very special actor in this unlimited drama. Because we are in the trunk of Kalpa tree. We are ancestor souls. Our transformation automatically influences world transformation. When we transform ourselves, then automatically others can get some inspirations from our elevated life. Nowadays, people, they don't want to listen to knowledge. The people want to see some elevated qualities, some divine specialities in our life, practically. Through our elevated stage, through our royal samskars and noble samskars, we can give inspirations to others for transformation in their life. As Brahma Baba is a role model for this Brahmin world, we have to become a sample or example, a role model in this family also. And secondly, through the self transformation, we would be able to transform this world through elevated vibrations. And for that self transformation, we are receiving special direction from the director of this world drama, unlimited drama. That is our fortune. We are receiving directly direction, Srimad, from the director of this unlimited drama. And Baba has said that these elements are waiting for your transformation. When you become ever ready, then automatically the elements start their work. In fact, we are working on this aspect. But time to time we are getting some comments from the surrounding people. There is not any change in your life. You are practicing Rajoga, listening knowledge, but there is not any special transformation in your life. You are still becoming angry, still arrogance is there, ego is there. Every day we are practicing yoga, we are listening Murli. Even though we are not observing unique change, unique transformation in our samskars. Why? Why this is happening? Because for transforming our heart samskars, our strong samskars, we really, really need to have powerful yoga, fiery form of yoga, volcanic form of yoga. For instance, I have a small block of gold in my hand. I want to melt that golden block in a liquid form. I am supplying heat, that golden block is becoming hot, is becoming soft also. But that will not melt until the melting point of that gold will not reach. Then automatically that block of gold will turn in a liquid form. In the same way, by practicing yoga, ordinary yoga, our old samskaras are becoming soft. We can avoid new sins by having yoga. New sins will not create, but on the other hand, our past sins also not burning. For burning our past sins, we really need to have powerful yoga. That is why Baba had given a special signal in 31st January Murli, underline powerful yoga. How powerful yoga at Amrit Vela. If you really would like to transform your old samskaras fast, you must understand one secret. What is that? What are the vices? What is lust? What is anger? What is greed? Any vice is the absence of a particular divine virtue. For instance, lust is the absence of divine virtue purity. Anger, the vice of anger is in our life because of the absence of the quality, coolness. Greed. The vice of greed is because of the absence of contentment in our life. Contentment. Attachment. We are the children of ocean of love, Father. Having equal love with everybody is a divine quality. But having special love for somebody is attachment. That is why when we are losing the quality of having equal love with everybody, we observe attachment in our life. Ego. Ego is because of the absence of humility. When we are losing these divine qualities in our life, then automatically the darkness of vices of we are observing in our life. The That is why for self-transformation, on one hand, we must try to imbibe these divine qualities on one hand, and on the other hand, we must try to practice fiery form of yoga, and we must burn the traces of vices in powerful yoga. We are going in the dynasty of Vishnu. Vishnu, the meaning of Vishnu is Vishnu. Vish means poison, nu means no. Not any sort of trace of poison in the soul. That is not just the memorial of Brahma Baba's elevated stage, but that is the memorial of our Brahmin's elevated stage also. There are two objects of practicing yoga. Why we are practicing yoga? For two purposes. One purpose is just enjoying elevated company of God on one hand. He's the most beautiful being in this world. By being in His elevated company, we must enjoy super-sensitive joy, tremendous happiness, unlimited joy. Be in His company as long as you can. There is a chance, there is an opportunity. In this conference is only we are getting that opportunity. Being in the company of God, being in the company of the most beautiful being, Baba. And second purpose of practicing yoga is recharging the soul battery. Burning our old samskars. Burning our past sins. That is why in yoga we must maintain the balance of loveful stage and powerful stage of yoga. Must not only loveful stage, must not only powerful stage, must be the balance of loveful stage and powerful stage. If you really would like to progress fast, in this spiritual life, yoga subject must be powerful. Our race is in yoga. We are all in this spiritual race. Our race particularly is in yoga. Yoga subject must be my favorite subject. But in this Brahmin world, majority souls are always complaining. Among the four subjects, three subjects are easy for me, but yoga is difficult for me. The name of this Raj Yoga is Easy Raj Yoga. But we really feel that hard. Why we feel that hard? Because we feel hard to be in soul conscious stage, in point stage, and we feel hard to visualize Baba, to remember Baba in a point of light stage. In this confluence is we must improve our yoga quality wise and quantity wise, horizontally and vertically. Yoga, the quality of yoga must improve and quantity of yoga also must increase. We must stay in yoga as long as possible. And why we are not enjoying this Brahmin life? Brahmin life is the most elevated life in this whole cycle. We are not enjoying this Brahmin life. Why? What is the reason? On one hand, we are receiving power from Baba, but on the other hand, we are using that power, we are wasting that power, we are draining that power, and because of not having collection, because of not having balance, we are not enjoying this Brahmin life. That is why we must check all the time three things, three aspects. Earning, spending and saving. My earning of spiritual must be maximum and my spending must be minimum. By the result of that, my saving would be lot. My saving would be maximum. Then only I would be able to enjoy this elevated life, Brahmin life. And secondly, you must have two arts if you really would like to progress very well in this Brahmin life. You must have the art of enjoying Amrit Vela Yoga and you must have the art of enjoying Murli. Through Murli you are receiving light and through yoga you are receiving might. And by the result of that you can become lighthouse and might house. you can progress towards your angelic stage. And if you really would like to have powerful yoga, you must work sincerely on 5 aspects. If you would work honestly and sincerely on this 5 aspects, your yoga would be wonderful, would be powerful and powerful. First aspect. Experience very deep and very powerful soul conscious stage. Very deep and really powerful soul conscious stage. Deep means visualize, try to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of your forehead that I am a twinkling star, sparkling star, living star, wonderful star, radiant star. This is my existence, true existence in this world. Body is just instrument. Who am I? I am a sparkling star. And as much the depth of visualization will increase, that much the awareness of body consciousness will decrease automatically. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe, spreading the light of divinity all the time. I am a living star. Keep on visualizing very clearly, deeply, and as long as possible, you just be in that stage, enjoy that incorporeal stage. And get command on that stage, authority on that stage, grip on that stage. Because as much the easy, natural and constant experience of soul consciousness would be there, that much easy, natural and constant God consciousness would be there. And powerful soul conscious stage means what? The voltage of this soul bulb must be maximum. Then only I can absorb, I can receive powerful current from the spiritual powerhouse Baba. If I would think I am an ordinary soul, you will receive little bit current from the powerhouse Baba. when you think and experience, I am Master Almighty Soul and I am Master Son of Knowledge, then automatically you would be able to receive power, lots of powers from Baba. Especially at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, we must maintain such type of the powerful soul conscious stage. I am not only a soul, but I am a Master Almighty Soul. Second aspect. We must experience very deep and powerful God consciousness stage. Deep means we must sit in front of Baba, in Paramdham, in soul world, very close to Baba, and we must observe Baba's form very closely. Baba, how Baba's form is really, how Baba's mind, very pure, how Baba's intellect is, very clear and very divine, and how Baba's samskars are very royal and gentle samskars Baba have. Oh, Baba's personality is wonderful personality. Just visualize deeply as long as possible. Just keep on seeing Baba. And powerful Baba's form means what? When Arjuna had the vision, he was describing the form of God is extremely powerful, thousands and thousand times powerful than this physical sun. He was describing. The form of God is extremely powerful. Why he described like that? He is powerful than thousands and thousand suns, physical suns of this world. In this sky, instead of one sun, if there would be many suns, the light of this physical sun will spread only in one world. But the light of spiritual sun is spreading throughout the three worlds. Not only in one world, but in three worlds. Anybody can experience his power anywhere by being in a soul conscious stage. We must experience that type of the powerful form of God. When Baba is coming, entering in Guljar Dadi's body, in Diamond Hall, all the 20,000 25,000 souls are just flowing in the ocean of powers, in the ocean of peace. Everybody is experiencing powerful current of energy, spiritual energy from Baba's drishti. In this way, for having powerful yoga, we must observe Baba's form very closely and in very powerful form, particularly in Paramdham or in subtle world. Just keep on saying, like a crazy man, like a crazy person, just keep on saying Baba's form and enjoy His beauty. He's a wonderful, He's the most beautiful being. Get His form printed on your eyes, on your heart, so that you can visualize Him anywhere, anytime, any moment, whenever you want. Third aspect. For experiencing fiery form of yoga, your heart must overflow with true godly love only. Your heart must overflow with true godly love. So that you can experience loveful stays with Baba. You can experience oneness with Baba, combined stays with Baba, deeply lost in the ocean of love stage. Once you experience oneness with Baba, by having tremendous love with Baba, then automatically that loveful stage is transforming in a powerful stage, because Baba is a son of knowledge on other hand. On one hand, He's an ocean of love, and on the other hand, He's an ocean of power also. That is why that loveful stage can convert easily in a powerful stage, volcanic form of yoga. And in that powerful fire of yoga, your sins can burn, your heart samskars can transform. Dive deep down in the ocean of love. And enjoy that loveful stage. Get lost in the ocean of love. Not just experience waves of the ocean of love superficially, but just dive deep down in the ocean of love. fourth aspect for experiencing powerful yoga stage. Your mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with intoxication, full with happiness. Then the meeting with God would be extraordinary. Would be wonderful. You would get very special experiences, deep experiences in yoga. Your mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness, full with intoxication. I am not just sitting for yoga, but I am having appointment with the supreme authority, highest authority, and I am just enjoying that appointment with the almighty authority. That meeting would be extraordinary meeting. Especially at Amrut Vela, godly intoxication and intoxication of sleep, they are fighting at Amrut Vela. Yes. And if the intoxication of sleep would be powerful, then all the time you are saluting Maya. All the time, salute Maya. Salute Maya. The sanskar of copper age. We must overcome the intoxication of the sleep by having godly intoxication all the time. If you would have that type of the powerful godly intoxication, then meeting with God would be wonderful. Nectar time means what? Receiving nectar of power. When you are receiving nectar of power at nectar time, your stays would be immortal. Throughout the day, your stays would be powerful. And fifth aspect, for practicing powerful yoga, we must have full concentration in yoga process. Must not be single percent distraction. Must be full concentration in that yoga process. This is a very important aspect. Maintaining full concentration in the connection of yoga. I would like to share one example for clarifying this aspect. I have a piece of paper in my hand. I want to burn that piece of paper in sunlight. I put that piece of paper 10 days in sunlight, but nothing happened. But I want to burn that paper up, piece of paper in sunlight. What can I do? Take the magnifying lens. Receive the rays of the sun. When the rays of the sun will transfer, will pass through this magnifying lens, the rays would be powerful, like a beam rays. And when that powerful rays will concentrate on one point, will create tremendous physical energy, and that turn in a fire, and within a second, that paper will burn away. In this same way, in this yoga process, our intellect is like a magnifying lens. That lens must be clean, must not be any sort of dust, and receive the rays from spiritual sun of knowledge, Baba. When you are receiving the rays, and that rays pass through that lens, that rays would become really powerful, and that powerful rays will focus on a soul with a full concentration, will create tremendous spiritual energy, and that energy can turn in a fire of yoga, and our sins can burn away in that fiery form of yoga, in that fire of yoga. Quickly. That is why this full concentration is very necessary. We practice this type of the yoga. Every kalpa we practice. There's a very good memorial in scripture. You know what is that? There's a very sweet memorial example in scripture. The example is that preceptor Dronacharya was teaching to the Arjuna and his colleagues, pointing arrow on a particular point, shooting arrow on a particular object. He was teaching. And one day he wants to examine their concentration. And what he did? He hanged the artificial bird on the branch of tree. And then he asks to focus attention on the eyeball of that bird. Then he asks, okay, Kalinga Parjuna, come here. What you are seeing there? Oh, I can see the pupil of the bird, eyes, that bird also, that tree, branch of the tree also. Okay. Arjuna, come here. What you are seeing there? I am not seeing anything. Only I am seeing the pupil. Only pupil. Not even the eye of the bird. Okay, shoot. And he shoot that on the pupil and he was passed with honor. We must have full concentration. The eye of our intellect must be fully focused only on Baba. We must experience Baba as the light of my eyes. That concentration will create tremendous power, spiritual energy. And in that fire, our sins can burn very easily. This is a magic of this concentration process. In futures, many things will pull your intellect. Lots of distraction would be there. But in that type of the atmosphere also, we must have full concentration on Baba. We must have that type of the powerful connection, quality yoga. But it really need long period of time practice. Baba want to see that type of the powerful yoga. Successful yoga means what? Experiencing the battery of the soul is really charging. After having yoga, you must experience my battery is really charged. I receive a lot of energy. Just having sweet conversation with Baba. Oh Baba, you are so sweet, you are nice. You are my beloved father, this and that. No. We must go further. We must go deeper. We must maintain that powerful consciousness, powerful connection with Baba. When there would be connection, then only there would be collection of powers. Then only we can receive current of powers. Five form of yoga. Why Baba had given us the homework of practicing five form of yoga? Practice every hour these five forms of soul conscious stage. What is the secret behind it? When we experience ourselves as a point of light, then automatically the connection of your intellect is getting cut. Disconnect with this world, physical world. And when we are experiencing others for form, I am worshipworthy soul, I am Brahmin souls, I am angelic soul, then automatically you can experience very good intoxication and you can get flight of Paramdham. You can fly and you can sit very easily with Baba and you can get connection with Baba. This is the secret behind it. While performing action, while living in this corporeal world, we must be detached and we must be with Baba and we must keep on earning income, spiritual income from Baba. And Baba has said that in our progress, the stresses of our old samskaras are creating obstacles. Our own old samskaras are creating obstacle in our spiritual progress. That is why we must be free from the stresses of vices. I want to be free from these traces of vices. I want to say goodbye to Maya. I would like to experience complete freedom in this confluence age. Not a bondage of Maya, not a bondage of any stress of vices. This is the beauty of this confluence age. experience. Who is really very wealthy in this Brahmin world? Who is a rich person? Who is a wealthy person? Those souls have lots of wealth of experiences. They are wealthy in this Brahmin world. Experience of wealth must increase gradually and gradually. Or do you like to experience powerful yoga now? Who would like to experience, please? Everybody like. If you don't mind, can you stand up and just stretch your body? Try to touch the sky with your palm. And try to praise the land with your legs. And stretch left side and right side. Kick out the goddess of sleep out of this hall. Very powerful. Stretch your body. So energy can flow throughout the body. Yeah, you can on your stage, on your place, you can just like this, your leg. Yeah, so. Okay. Thank you very much. And sit alert, like a yogi. This back must be straight. And follow my words. If you don't mind, try 3 times. Can you chant the mantra of Om? Don't hesitate that I am brother, I am a sister. You just go beyond this physical awareness. In the beginning of yajna, our dadis, they used to chant the mantra, Om. The method is not just through the mouth you are chanting, but I am point of light sitting inside, and the thoughts are coming out and turn in the form of the voice, and that voice is spreading in this all. And enjoy very point of light stays while chanting the mantra of Om 3 times. Okay? Okay, start. Om. Again, all. I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead, I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. The divine light is spreading all around me. I am a pure light. Spreading the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Experiencing blissful state. I am a peaceful soul, spreading the waves of peace in this atmosphere. Experiencing deep peace, full stage. How fortunate am I? Visualizing and experiencing my original form, my real and royal form. My incorporeal form that is a point of divine light. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe, spreading divine light all around me. I am a very fortunate soul, selected directly by God, Almighty Authority. I am an instrument of God, The soul has special quality. God has seen that quality in me and select me as His wonderful instrument. The soul am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. Oh, how beautiful is this angelic world. It is a world of infinite snow-white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the costume of divine light, costume of an angel. My sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in His perfect angelic form. My dearest Dad, Shubhava, is also present in Him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. I can see the tears of love in Baba's eyes. Oh, my lovely child, I am very happy. Because I have found my long lost child. Really, I'm very happy. I become lost in Baba's arm. my sweet child. Most welcome here in this angelic world. Experience any relationship with me at any time. And fill your heart with true godly love. Experience me as your best friend. Sit with me, eat with me, share the feeling of your hearts with me. Walk with me, talk with me. Play with me. Experience me as your preceptor. Experience my blessed hand on your forehead. Receive lots of blessings through my drushti. Experience yourself under the canopy of myself throughout the day. Truly, I am a very fortunate soul. I am experiencing different relationship directly with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. The soul is living the dress of an angel and flying towards the soul world. Flying and flying towards the incorporeal world. Soul world. Oh, how beautiful is this, my true home. Everywhere there is a golden reddish divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How sweet is this, my home. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. I'm just enjoying his beauty. Baba, oh my sweetest Baba, you are my whole world, Baba. I really love you, Baba. You become the light of my eyes, Baba. I live in your heart and you live in my heart, Baba. You are comforter of my heart, Baba. Baba, I never ever dream that you will adopt me, you will accept me, never, never, Baba. I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And he, merciful Father, he just picked me up and put me in your lap of super-sensuous joy. Baba is son of knowledge. His unlimited source of spiritual energy. His ocean of powers. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powers. From the sun of knowledge, Baba. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power. And in the fire of yoga, my sense of burning away. Receiving powerful rays from sun of knowledge, Baba, constantly. The battery of my soul is recharging. How unique experience is this? Baba, I receive lots of power from you, Baba. But I have one sweet desire. That in the temple of my heart there must be constantly burning lamp of your love. So that I can sing the songs of your praise at every second of this confluence age, Baba. The soul is returning back towards this corporeal world. And sitting on the throne of my self-respect, in this physical body, I am just a point of divine light. I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating the waves of powers in this atmosphere. Oh.